until time.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, you're very good to come in on Good Friday, aren't you? It's good.
Well, thank you very, very much.
What's the restaurant story now over this period?
You know what? It's steady, it's busy, it's full.
That's great.
Yeah, thank God. And it's been great now, you know. So Easter is always a nice time, family time, groups and different things like that.
That's
so
right.
It's lovely, so it is. So I know we probably should be talking about fish, but a few weeks ago we done some lovely fish recipes. So
that's
just
right.
For your listeners, if they want to go onto your website and they can pick up.
They're all there.
I'm thinking about Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, the whole togetherness of family, which we couldn't do over the last year or two.
For sure.
So there'll be something lovely. So I'm just going to do a very simple roast leg of lamb with Bollinger potatoes.
Oh, lovely.
And then a lemon meringue pie. So I'm kind of keeping it simple, but seasonal.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, leg of lamb, I wouldn't eat lamb for years, and then I started to eat lamb. And it's lovely. I don't eat it often, but it is lovely. I still have a problem because they're very cute.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You're so like, even my daughter too, like I love lamb chops and my son does too, but Imelda and Lucia, when they see them in the fields,
if it's offered and I'm kind of going, but I wouldn't head for it, but I know it's loved. People love it. So talk to me about the leg of lamb.
If we talk about Irish lamb and when you're getting the lovely leg of lamb, make sure it's Bourbier quality
approved, assured,
which is very important because, you know, we have great farming community within the country and they work so hard and, you know, our meat is great flavour and what gives it the flavour, it's grass-fed, remember that. It's not kept, you know, it's a really, really delicious product.
Well, you've always said the same thing about our milk.
Absolutely. Mm. You're right, you couldn't better it. It's the best in the world.
No, it is. It's terrific.
So we're a small country but we have the most delicious, safe, gorgeous food anywhere and I've done a lot of travelling and, you know, you get inspiration from other countries but by God, our raw ingredients here is second to none.
Right.
So we're going to talk about the lamb first of all.
Okay.
Like the description of it, this dish is hassle-free, which it is.
Unless you're a lamb.
There's no comeback.
Sorry about that.
You're too quick for
me. I'm sorry about that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So what works well with lamb is sprigs of rosemary. So you get your knife, put little sprigs of rosemary, a couple of cloves of garlic peel, slice them thinly. This is a little bit fiddly, but it will add to the flavour. And you put little sprigs of rosemary and garlic all over the lamb. Now, this is going to sit on what we call Bollinger potatoes. And really, this is very easy, delicious. So it's kind of like a one-tray dinner, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So you get your potatoes, slice them nice and thin, and then a couple of onions, three onions sliced thinly. What I like to do for this is to get the onions and cook them, pre-cook them for about 10, 15 minutes until they're soft. We call this that they're melting, okay?
Okay.
So you just get the flavour going. Into the onions you're going to put a little bit of thyme and then you spread that all over a roasting tray, your sliced potatoes, your onion, a little bit of thyme, but we're going to cook this with some stock and then you're going to sit your raw leg of lamb onto this.
Right.
So it's really important, I should say this, that don't slice the potatoes too thin because this is going to go into the oven for an hour and 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The potatoes are gone to mush. So cut them nice and thick and don't be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Hand cut them, peel them, a rooster is a good potato and then Marty, you're going to cook them in the stock, you're going to cook them with some lovely thyme, and they're delicious.
Sounds lovely.
And the oven, is 200 degrees, so it's a nice hot oven. Can I just say one thing, when you're cooking any kind of roast, we're talking about lamb here, bring it to room temperature, a good 30 minutes, so take it out of the fridge, have it at room temperature, stud it with the garlic and thyme, that's the most difficult part, but all this can be done ahead, them into the oven, and away you go, and I would recommend to serve this with some broccoli, some peas, you have your potatoes, you have your meat, you know, you have your jus from the, you can do it with a gravy, but you have your sauce from the potatoes.
It's all there.
So it's lovely and light and full of flavour and I think it's a really lovely dish.
Sounds lovely.
You're not going to be in the kitchen all day.
In fairness, it sounds lovely. Roast leg of spring lamb, Bollinger potatoes.
Yeah.
And your dessert then?
Yeah, lemon meringue pie. It's tarty, it's gorgeous, it's full of flavour. Pastry, we'll talk about that first of all. And again, this can be made ahead. Like this pastry, for your listeners, I double this pastry recipe. Put half it in the freezer or it'll keep for a week in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're making a tart again, that could be lemon or chocolate tart, this is your sugar pastry done.
Yeah.
So we plain flour, butter, caster sugar, one egg yolk, a little bit of salt, just a pinch, and then a splash of cream. That's optional. You don't need the cream. Put it all into the food processor. I like it. Half a tablespoon. That's all it is.
Easter.
You're right. So you blend that all together, Marty. This is important that you make it at least an hour ahead. And then you roll that out onto your tart case and you're going to...
Are you making it so to blend better.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll mix together. And you roll it out, you preheat the oven at 200 degrees. When your tart case is lined, you cover it with some parchment paper or tin foil, some bacon beans. So bacon beans, what they do, Marty, they keep the pastry flat and they actually give a lovely even golden colour onto the pastry.
Okay.
So that goes in for a good, say, 20-25 minutes until it's golden brown. Then you lift out your parchment paper or tin foil, your bacon beans, lift that out.
Yes, yeah,
now,
yeah.
We talk about the filling. So that's your, so that's what we call bacon blind, Marty, okay?
Yeah.
So the filling then is the juice and rind of 3 lemons, 4 tablespoons of corn flour, 6 ounces of caster sugar, 2 ounces of butter, and then 4 egg yolks. That all goes into the saucepan. You gently bring it to the boil. Because you have corn flour in it, it's going to protect it, it's going to cook it. What you're making there is a lemon curd. That's exactly
all
what
right, yes, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
can put passion fruit into it. You can put orange or lemon into it, or lime, excuse me. We're using lemon, which is tart, tangy. That's the whole idea. Crisp pastry, tangy feeling, sweet meringue. It's one of the nicest things.
Sounds fantastic.
My mother used to make this.
No,
fantastic.
That sounds fantastic.
So your filling can be made actually, you know, we're Good Friday, can be made tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your pastry can be made, so you can have everything done ahead.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
the lemon meringue can be made and enjoyed. Then the meringue is the last thing. So there's 3 stages in this: pastry, filling, and meringue. The meringue is 3 egg whites at room temperature. And when you think of it, you're using your egg whites from your yolks.
Yes.
So there's no waste. You know we don't like waste.
No, I know that. I know that. We've heard that rumour.
So you whisk your egg whites until they're light and fluffy, and then you slowly add in your caster sugar, and then what you do, that's your meringue. So in your pre-baked tart case,
yes,
put in your filling, and then when that's done, then you spoon or pipe your meringue, whatever. It's not going to taste any difference if it's spooned or piped. It's just going to look different. And then that needs to go back into the oven for about 15 minutes until the meringue is cooked. And then let that cool down. Slice it with a bit of whipped cream or creme fraiche or ice cream or all the above.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's so delicious.
Oh, it's lovely.
I love it. It's one of my favourite desserts.
My current wife is a great one for pavlova. She was pavlova and the meringue. Like, it's an art in itself, isn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, to get a good pavlova now, people think it's easy. It's actually not.
Oh, yeah, but she has it down to a fine art.
She
does, yeah.
You're a lucky man.
It's the house speciality, and it's lovely. Oh. But the meringue, because a meringue can go destroyed.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you're looking at, well, not mush, but it's an awful looking yolk. If it's not, no, but if it's not right, and I only know this from watching, because I'm no use.
You're actually right.
Because she's terrific at it,
yeah,
you know.
But that's, and, yeah, right, that's lovely. Yeah.
Lemon meringue pie.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue pie also brings me back, again, that was a very popular thing back in the day.
That was a huge dessert.
Huge dessert, yeah. Because it was quite exotic probably at the time.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Do you know?
Doesn't it show you how the Irish palate and the food scene has changed?
And you
in
know
Ireland.
That because you study it. Okay, you do it, and it's your business and your passion, but you study it too. And therefore, you'd see, oh, look at that. You
absolutely.
Know, it's like jelly and ice cream.
Yeah,
I mean, these things were a big deal.
Yeah.
And when we have them now, it almost seems exotic because it's taking you back and it's fresh in its own way.
And
too.
As you said, it reminds you of your childhood.
It does, yeah.
But it's still delicious.
Oh, it's still delicious.
You know, which is
right. Oh, it's not that we were deprived.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. Yes.
It was gorgeous.
It was a treat.
You know, it was a treat. So listen, so it's lemon meringue pie, roast leg of lamb, a spring lamb with boulanger potatoes, and that's what it is. That's our Easter meal.
Yeah, and I wish you and all your listeners and all your team, Marty, a very, very happy Easter.
And to you and the children, to Imelda and the children, and all your staff, because you're literally like a mini industry there. Well, in fact, you're not a mini anymore, you're a midi industry. Easter Sunday, will you get to relax at all?
I hope so. I'll go in for service in the evening, because we're not doing Sunday lunch, Marty, so we're just doing
dinner.
You're
not doing Sunday lunch.
We're just doing the, you know, Wednesday to Sunday, and we have a really good model. The whole COVID has changed our business, not doing 2 sittings, 1 sitting, so 60 is the golden number. We'll have 60 for dinner Sunday night, and hopefully tonight and tomorrow night, so no, our business is so steady. Touch with them, touching
Thank
the
God.
Table here.
But no, so, but no lunch.
No,
just,
no.
Just
I'll tell you why. We used to do 100 every Sunday, and it's not that we won't revisit it, but just for now, it's staff are happy, customers are, you know, just the dinner guests, and I think it's working well. You think long term for your staff, and that's really important, and that's what we're
doing.
Fair
enough. It's
good.
No, that's
working well.
Listen, happy Easter, my friend.
And you too.
And
don't eat too much chocolate.
And
now,
don't forget your Easter bonnet. Easter bonnet. We have a song about a lamb. We'll find something with a lamb in
you
it.
Will.
I don't have one handy.
Mary had a little.
Oh, that's right, Mary. His fleet was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went,
the lamb is sure to go.
You're very good. Paul McCartney, Mary Had a Little Lamb. There you go.
Just off the top of your head.
Happy
what
Easter.
You, like? You too.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board BEA quality standards, verified at every stage.